www.thebeatmaker.com.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Of course, we always kick it off with our pals in Washington from Talk Radio News. Jeff Holtzman in the wings. He's disappointed, of course, because his Redskins had such a great chance to make it into the Super Bowl. But I'm sure he'll be watching like the rest of us, won't you, Jeff?
Yeah, and I appreciate the dig there, but, you know, we'll see about next year. There's always next year in sports, and that's the only thing on my mind. But as far as this weekend, I think it's going to be a good game. You've got the best offense going up against the best defense. You've got a cold weather game, which should make it for some interesting situations. But, I like Seattle. I think defense trumps offense. I think Seattle's going to find a way to get to Peyton. And I like them in a relatively low-scoring game, maybe like 27-24 or something like that.
Woo! Okay, so you just tried to nail the score for us. 27-24, Seattle. I like the other side of that. I like Denver, but one against one, I agree with you. It's going to be fun to watch that for sure. And, of course, you know, in this gig, sports to me is so much like politics. You're always handicapping what's going to happen. And everybody's talking about Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side of things in 2016. She comes out today and says, my biggest regret is what happened in Benghazi. I'm kind of surprised, except for that this is a way to try to diffuse it, which to me says, Jeff, she definitely is running in 16. What do you think?
Yeah, that was my reaction too, Kate. I think you nailed it right on the head. I mean, I don't see why she would mention this because it really doesn't, you know, behoove her to do this unless she really has higher political aspirations. I mean, there's really no need for her to sort of relitigate or bring that up because it's been such a big issue for Republicans in terms of going after this administration for perceived incompetence. And so for Clinton to address Benghazi to say that it was her biggest regret, yeah, I think that clearly shows that she has her eyes focused on another run somewhere down the line, probably 2016. There's no doubt that Clinton is paying attention to the polls. It's impossible not to. You mentioned the fact that we compare politics to sports a lot in that we talk about, you know, who's winning and who's losing. And the polls are just an awesome, microcosm of that. I mean, every single day there's a new poll out about 2016. You know, we just started 2014. The election won't kick in for about another year in terms of the campaign. But we're obsessed with winning and losing and who's on top and who's down. And Hillary is not immune to that. She is not immune to paying attention to that. And I think very much so this interview shows that she's focused on 2016, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. All right, the other big news coming out of Washington is the NSA, what I call the three dreaded letters again. More tapping. What is it this time?
Well, Kate, according to information leaked by Edward Snowden, the NSA, along with British intelligence agencies, have been tapping, quote-unquote, leaky apps for info about targets since 2007. So basically, it already has your stuff. And when you talk about leaky apps, you're talking about, you know, apps that people just download from the Apple Store. The Angry Birds game, for instance, which is really popular. That's one of the apps that's mentioned in these leaks or disclosures from Edward Snowden. Can you believe it? The NSA is actually tapping into who has downloaded Angry Birds. And, you know, the administration says that in no way is the NSA trying to, you know, spy on ordinary Americans or people that would not pose any threat. Rather, the administration says the NSA is strictly going after people who might be aligned with terrorists or might be terrorists themselves. But it's sort of remarkable when you look at a popular app that children download on their parents' phones or even their own phones to think that the NSA has reached so far as to tap into that is just kind of it's remarkable.
Yeah. I think more is to follow because what did he see? He had over 1.7 million pieces of information, and we've only scratched the surface, so we'll see what shoe drops next. The last thing, of course, is give us a little preview on what the president's going to talk about in the State of the Union on Tuesday night.
Well, Kate, the president's going to lay out an agenda on jobs, the economy, and the environment. He's going to hit on broad themes that, by and large, he's hit on in years past. But this year there's going to be sort of a new twist. Expect him to talk a little bit more about things that he is going to do in terms of using his executive authority to get things done. He knows that he's dealing with a divided Congress and particularly a Republican-led House that has stonewalled every single one of his major initiatives. And so, therefore, he is going to say, or at least try to make the case, that he's going to act where he can. You've heard the White House saying for weeks that the president, you know, he has a pen and he has a phone, meaning, you know, he has a pen that he can sign things executively. He has a phone he can, you know, pick it up and call people and try to convince them to join his side in the policy fight. But the president, I think, made a lot of news late last year when he brought on John Podesta, who is the former chief of staff to Bill Clinton. John Podesta is a renowned advocate for presidents using executive action to get things done. And that was a big indicator to me that this is a direction the president really feels he needs to take, because he's just not getting much in the way of anything out of this Congress.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. It's going to be interesting, too. Who's doing the rebuttal?
The rebuttal on the Republican side is actually being given tape by Patsy McMorris Rogers. She's a Republican from Washington State. She's the leader of the House Republican Conference. She's somebody who's been climbing the ranks in the Republican Party. They look at her as sort of a rising star. And I believe that this will be the first time that a woman has given the rebuttal on the Republican side. And also, there's going to be a Tea Party rebuttal. This is the fourth year that the Tea Party has chosen someone to do a rebuttal. This year it's going to be Mike Lee, the senator from Utah. He'll speak at the National Press Club after the president, and those remarks, I think, will be carried by C-SPAN.
All right, that's going to be interesting. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you after the State of the Union next time around.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you. All right, a little bit more on the State of the Union. Jeff did a great job filling us in on rebuttal and really what the State of the Union, handicapping it, what kind of direction it was going to take. Another thing that's going to happen is, because the president is taking a huge hit in the polls popularity-wise once again, I mean, this is key for him, the State of the Union address, with all the souring views publicly, even with independents, Democrats, and Republicans. He's going to emphasize, for number one, that executive privilege, the unilateral presidential authority, just to bypass Congress, run over them when necessary, to an extent not seen that I can remember in doing this show. And certainly in his previous State of the Union addresses, he hasn't really talked about that. And this is going to, he's just going to mow that over. That's going to be a big chunk, I think, of what's going to be said, the logjam deal. He's also going to pick up on something that Jeff said, and it was reported in the Wall Street Journal today and pretty much all over. He's expected to announce that some of the big employers, places like in our country, like AT&T, Lockheed Martin, Procter & Gamble, have all signed a White House pledge agreeing not to discriminate against long-term unemployed people when making hiring decisions. Yeah, right. But that's what they're saying. They're saying that they're not going to do that, because that's always the take. Hey, if you're unemployed for too long, then that's that whole thing. It's easier to get a job when you have a job. But apparently a bunch of companies have signed that pledge. So that's one of the things that the president will certainly point out. Job training, another one. Climate change, education, that's all part of what we'll be dissecting on Tuesday night. Maybe on the flip side, we have some odds and ends. What happened, America? We're talking about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Out there, I want to pick from a couple of different places, including some of the things that we set up right from the get-go, and that has to be Benghazi and Hillary Clinton saying it's her biggest regret. Just as Jeff said when I set that up, he knew what I knew. This is absolutely the first shot out there to say, I'm running in 2016. Because she's trying to defuse that. The people around her are advising her to get that away, to get that out of the way. You know, think about that. If you go back and remember, I mean, we're talking about Chris Stevens, who was somebody who served his whole life. He was a public servant, man, and the people in Libya love this guy. Politics aside, seriously, he was a public servant. And he was the one rattling the cage saying, I'm worried. We need security here. Twice, not once, but twice. And did it in the spring, did it in the summer, and boom, they're dead on September 11th. So Clinton goes out, and she's doing a keynote appearance, where she's, I'm sure, getting big bucks, because she gets a lot of money to speak, right? Which I have no problem with that. But she's setting things up, I think, for this march to the Democratic nod in 2016. She was there in front of a bunch of auto dealers, the National Automobile Dealers Association in New Orleans. Huge deal. People with money. And this was the quote. This is what I picked out. It was a terrible tragedy, losing four Americans, two diplomats, and now it's public. So I can say two CIA operatives, Losing an ambassador like Chris Stevens, who was one of our very best and had served in Libya and across the Middle East, and spoke Arabic. I mean, you know, you make these choices based on imperfect information, and you make them to, as we say, the best of your ability, but that doesn't mean that there's not going to be unforeseen consequences, unpredictable twists and turns. So, this is Benghazi again. She's done this before. This was last year, though. And if you remember, I mean, that was the thing where she tried to dismiss it. That's what just hangs in my head. She tried to just dismiss it when they finally got her before Congress. And, of course, Republicans are hammering Clinton over the death of Stevens. Of course, and the three other Americans. Of course they're hammering that. And so I don't think that this is easily dismissed. But here's the big question. The what difference does it make comment? That was the stupid comment that she said, no matter what, no matter how you feel about Hillary. If I'm a Democratic strategist, I am cringing. While I'm watching these words leave her lips, I'm cringing. And it was because they were hammering her at the Senate hearing. So I think her back was against the wall, and that's what she came out with. What difference does it make? And, of course, that was the big blunder. And it's like those cartoon bubbles. Once it's out there, it's out there. You can't take it back, especially in the video age. So the question is, how much of a shot does Hillary Clinton have in 2016 versus who were the Republicans putting up? Ever since Chris Christie blew it with the whole bridge scandal, I mean, he was looking good to a lot of people. Even though I know there are right now some of you just cringing at me saying that, especially if you really stick to those Tea Party beliefs, you can't be a huge fan of Chris Christie. He might be a Republican, and if you had no choice, and it was Clinton or Christie, you might vote for Christie. But he's not your choice. He is not your candidate. And I don't think you have to worry about that because of the bridge deal. So who is the person? What is the ticket that the Republicans are thinking they're putting up against Clinton? Because trust me, they're not stupid. They already know this is a give back with Clinton. Unless something unforeseen happens. You think she's not going to get the Democratic nomination over people like Joe Biden? Come on. The reason she didn't get it last time was because of Obama. So this is the, okay, we owe you one. So she has it. Let's say she gets it for sure. Who is the ticket that runs against Hillary Clinton? Who is the person that runs against Hillary Clinton that beats the Clintons? You already have Chris Matthews singing the praises of the Clintons, talking about the strength of their character. The machine is pumping up. It's not a surprise. And I think you're going to hear her openly. This was definitely a Democratic strategy. You're going to definitely hear her talk more about Benghazi. And she'll take responsibility, just like she did in front of the automobile dealers. That you don't know what's going to happen, and you certainly can't control everything, and it's her biggest regret. Her biggest regret, and she didn't say it, was the words that she famously used. What difference does it make? And how would you feel about having President Clinton again, only this time it's Hillary Clinton? There are a lot of people, secretly, there are a lot of people that want to see a woman as a president in the United States, right? I mean, when I'm saying secretly, I'm saying people that wouldn't tell their friends, hey, I'm going to vote for Hillary because let's just get a woman in there. Let's just get a woman in there. And some Republicans really like Hillary Clinton because she has a backbone. But when I look at the bench of the Republicans, you think, well, who's going to beat Clinton? And I know this is just easy fare. It's like I'm handing you raw meat and you're a bunch of sharks for the most part, this audience, right? So you're going to call and you're going to say, well, of course, Hillary, not another Clinton. Nobody's going to vote for another Clinton. But that's not what I'm hearing. That's not what I'm hearing. So the Republicans have to get it together. Because Jeff made the point of saying that. He didn't say the Republicans had to get together. But he talked about that already. We're in 2014. There are polls for the presidential race, the hypothetical polls for the race that's 2 years away. Well, just less than 2 years away. So what Republican or what Republican ticket is going to snap up and be able to grab the presidency from Hillary Clinton? And if Hillary Clinton becomes president, then that's would be three Democratic, well, it'd be three terms of a Democratic president. What does that say about the Republicans? And then you look at the Republicans and the Democrats in Congress. And sometimes, to be honest, can you really tell the difference? Many of you have said that when you've called in. Some of the battles, you don't know who's wearing the R, who's wearing the D. That's why I always talk about that third party, the really the true independent thought party. Hey, vote for me because this is what you get. You are never going to find a candidate that you agree with 100% down the line. I mean, it'd be shocking if you did. You might agree on some of the ideologies of the people you voted for and liked, in fact, but I don't think you ever 100% find everything that you believe in, everything that you think should happen in this country in one person. I don't think so. That's why you get that whole term, the lesser of two evils. But trust me, Clinton, she is the presumptive nominee for the Democrats, I think, in 2016. Barring some wicked curveball. She's not committing to it, but she is already committed to it. Let's say that. Because they don't want it to blow up in their face. So, despite the fact that you have a poll that comes out that says 63% don't have confidence in Obama to make the right decisions, and that 51% also believe Obama is not a strong leader. And this is mainstream that we're talking about. Coming up with the numbers from this poll, this is Washington Post ABC News. Despite that, even if the president's numbers get weaker and weaker and weaker, I don't think that affects Hillary Clinton. Come on, handicappers. Let's hear it. You can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or jingle these numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Conversation about 2016, and already in the bag, Chris Matthews for the Clintons, praising them, talking about how strong they are together. Hillary Clinton once again saying that Benghazi, boy, she regrets the whole Benghazi thing. That was the biggest mistake, actually calling it a mistake and doing a mea culpa in front of the auto guys and doing it with in front of some young leaders. And I think this is going to what you're going to keep hearing and seeing from Clinton along the way. And when she's asked about it, she's not going to back away from it. It's hard to distance herself from the remarks. What difference does it make? But they're starting to do that early. And trust me, there are brilliant Democratic minds around her that have thought this out. They're game planning it. This is in the bag, folks, unless there's that curveball that I've mentioned, which I don't know what that would be. It could be health. It could be something else that knocks her off the dime and changes the course of the way the Democrats are going to go in 2016. Now, the running mate will be interesting because that's, I don't think that's a given. There are a couple of people that could be some obvious choices, but I don't know that that's all flushed out right now. So the Republicans, it's interesting, I got right away, just like that, got an email from Joe listening to us in Florida. He says, "Hey, Katie Kate, I heard you talk about Port Charlotte. I live a stone's throw away, as you would say, from Port Charlotte. I love the fact that you know this area. I've lived here my whole life. It is kind of a little bit of a secret when you talk about Florida. Heard you just mention about Hillary Clinton and who the Republicans would run. What would you think of a ticket of Rand Paul and Marco Rubio?" So I'm thinking Rand Paul for president and Rubio for VP. I don't know. Ted Cruz's name keeps coming up, and the softer, gentler, in-between guy who speaks Spanish, who has big connections to the Hispanic community, because remember, that was part of the problem for Mitt Romney. He really had not much of the Hispanic vote whatsoever. And if you look at the numbers and where we're headed in this country, as far as our breakdown, the census, wooing the Latino vote is huge. He could do that. Jeb Bush could do that. So I keep hearing Jeb Bush's name, Jeb Bush, Jeb Bush. Can you imagine if you had Jeb Bush and, I don't know, Rand Paul, whoever, somebody, whoever's on the undercard, if they would do it, who would take the VP slot with the promise of getting backing to run for president the couple of terms from there, from then. If you had Bush and Clinton running against each other, wouldn't that be wild? Think of Papa Bush and Clinton running against each other the first time around for Clinton and the second time around for Bush one. And wouldn't this be interesting if it did come down to that? But do you want another Bush, another Clinton in the White House? Is that what America wants? You think? I don't think so. I don't think so. So I'm going to say that it's wide open. On the Republican side, I think right now, and I'm really trying to pry that out of some pretty good sources, and there are names that you know that are being tossed around, and one of them is definitely Jeb Bush. He wants it. He has appeal to, as I said, the Latino vote, speaks fluent Spanish, has a track record when he was the governor of Florida. He's not the only one. Chris Christie was high on the list. He's not completely knocked off of it, although in my mind he is, because I just don't see it. The whole bridge thing, the Northeast, the conversation about Christie, even though he has lots of defenders and some with political clout, I don't think it's going to matter. I think that just has knocked him out too much. Where there's smoke, there's fire, and if they can pin something on Christie, there's a witch hunt for him no matter what. Even if he's not complicit in the deal with the closures of the lanes on the bridge, and there's nothing, there's much ado about nothing when it comes to the funds for Sandy relief and his family being in the, we'll call it the ad, even there, they're still digging, finding, trying to get something on him. So I don't think that he competes. I think that's it. He knew it. I think that roll of the dice, he knows about Atlantic City. That roll of the dice is not going in his favor. He has crapped out, as they say, at the Jersey Shore. So I don't think so. Now, you could, if you've got Hillary Clinton, you could put a woman on the undercard with Jeb Bush, if that was the way the Republicans went. Suzanne Martinez, I think I mentioned this when George was filling in for me last week. I was a guest on America Tonight from Hawaii. You could have Suzanne Martinez, the governor of New Mexico. Nikki Haley, another possibility from South Carolina. Or there are a whole bunch of rising stars. Somebody, some youth, somebody, maybe a female, somebody who has some clout, somebody who's doing well in a state. That wouldn't be unheard of, depending on who the person is that the Republicans ultimately nominate. What will be interesting is to see whether or not we have 1,000, didn't seem like 1,000 Republican debates, but people were glued to them. The networks couldn't get enough of them because they were finally like fledgling CNN was getting huge ratings when they kept showing the Republican debates. So this time around, will that be a big deal? Will you have a whole bunch of Republicans in the beginning? I think you will. I think you will see that. It's going to be interesting. At first I thought, you know what, 2016 is not going to be like what we just went through. But now I think, especially the first time when Obama ran, and of course you had the whole Sarah Palin factor and McCain and then Romney, I think that this time is going to be just as interesting and so important. While a lot of people will slough off what happens with the presidency, I don't think you can slough it off. Obviously, you heard me mention with Obama that one of the things that he's intending on mentioning and is going to really push is the fact that he is full speed ahead with that executive order stuff. So he's just going to keep bypassing Congress. And these are things you have to think about, because who do you want at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Once we're through the Obama term, who do you want? Jack Down Under says Condi Rice. But you know what? I am so sure of this. Condi Rice has no desire to go back to Washington. I mean, no desire. She is loving life. She is playing a lot of golf. She sits on some boards. She's so happy. And I think she likes being out of D.C., even though people keep mentioning her as the... There you go. You have a black woman, conservative, covers the bases, was part of the Bush years. And even though she has detractors, she has plenty of people that like Condi Rice and think she's a smart woman and thinks that she would be perfect. But Condi Rice, I don't think so, because she doesn't want it. And I'll tell you one thing, you won't see tit for tat. So if the Democrats are pushing, it's going to be Hillary. The Republicans are not just going to go with a woman, I don't think, to match. Well, hey, let's have a woman. We'll put up our best woman against your best woman. I don't think so. As the second person, as the VP, sure. But not as the presidential nominee. I don't believe that'll happen. But they better be strategizing in a very, very big way. Because one thing they had to learn from Mitt Romney is you can't make these assumptions. And there was a lot of assuming going on when Romney was running. And words kill, man. Poisonous words, when they pump them out there, you know that's the end of it. And all of these strategists are smart about that. That's why the setup with Benghazi, realizing that this is the way for Clinton to try to get in front of what's going to be her biggest obstacle when she runs for president. Because what difference does it make? Bumper sticker is going to be all over the place. What difference does it make? There's going to be T-shirts. I mean, they're going to hammer that home, Republicans. So the best way to get rid of it, or the best way to neutralize it as much as possible, is to own it. So she's doing the classic maneuver. She's owning it right up front. Right up front. But not saying that she is running. She's still not saying that. Not saying that at this point. Because it's too early to have more of those polls floating around, even though they're already out there. But it's happening. It's on. It's on, and the Republicans better get their act together. Hey, how about the weather? How cold is it where you are? We're going to Minnesota next for a very good reason. Hang with us, America.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We've had 4 days in below zero temperatures, which is colder than average, but we are a people who know how to handle the cold and have prepared for it well over time.
That's the mayor of Minneapolis, Betsy Hodges. Oh, it's oh so cold in that city. The Midwest just blanketed by freezing temps. Unbelievable. The Chicago chill, minus 45 degrees. Matt Johnson, I can just tell he's starting to get that cold that you get when the weather is that brutal. It's that shocking. I don't care if you're a native of Minnesota or not. I mean, like the mayor's trying to emphasize, hey, we're used to the cold here. Nobody is used to that kind of cold. Matt, how bad is it?
Well, right now it's negative 15. It's going to get down to about negative 22, I think, is the low. And it's not as windy as it was last night, but it's definitely colder. They've canceled schools all across the board, except for there's one metro school, which is White Bear Lake, that actually is neighboring my former school district. So it's kind of funny that the rival school district is staying open tomorrow. But that's the only one, and they're only staying open because they say their kids are missing too many days and that it's a choice if the parents want to send them to school or not. But all across the board, people are canceling events, and it's causing a lot of problems around here. And it's actually, I mean, there are a few times I remember growing up when school would get canceled, and a couple of them are big blizzards. And I remember one time, I believe it was around like eighth grade, we had a cold snap, not as bad as this, where they canceled school one day. But this is kind of unprecedented for the amount of schools that are getting closed in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, and you said something about, there was something you told me earlier off the air, that why is it so, if I'm in a car and my battery dies, obviously that's scary and I have to get a lift and hopefully get out of the cold as soon as possible. But there's something else that happens to cars with the exhaust system that I didn't even realize.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the black ice comes from, is because it's so cold that the moisture that comes from your exhaust system, it's going just, it's freezing immediately. And a lot of times your exhaust, you know, it'll go onto the freeway or the road or whatever, and it'll freeze on contact, and then you get black ice. And then when it's about, I think it's under 10 degrees, you can't use salt anymore to make the ice dissipate and melt. So your only option is to put sand down, but that doesn't always work, and you end up with a lot of accidents. I already actually, when I was out earlier before the show, I took my car around the city here just to warm it up and make sure it starts later, and I saw three accidents, and this is just a residential area.
Wow. All right, so be careful out there, Matt, and everybody else listening to America Tonight across the Midwest that you're suffering from the same thing. We have a lot of great listeners in North Dakota. And yes, you are used to this kind of weather. However, sometimes that's what happens. You get used to something and then you're shocked when all of a sudden the unthinkable happens. You get in that accident that Matt's talking about, or something else that leaves you in an area that's a little bit more secluded and you really don't have those emergency prep things that you need in the back of your car that are going to sustain you for however long. So be careful. I mean, it is, when we say, baby, it's cold out there, baby, it's cold out there. You flip on the Weather Channel for more than 10 minutes, and you get all the skinny on every single area, every nook and cranny that we often talk about here on ATN, and you see what that map is like, and it's shocking. I mean, it's polar plunge. It's the greatest name because we are in a polar plunge. The frigid air that is gripping even the eastern two-thirds of the United States, they're going to see some of the lowest temps that they've seen in a very long time. The magnitude of this thing is what's so unbelievable. So the upper Midwest, all the way through the northern plains, the northern Rockies, and pressing, really, to the Atlantic coast through midweek. And we're talking, there's always that threat of you think you know you're okay, the hypothermia, the frostbite. You know, when you hear that there are deaths, that's usually what we're talking about. And then the worst, when you have water main breaks. Somebody I know just had this happen. They thought they were fine. Uh-uh, not so fine. A water main break wreaks havoc in a neighborhood or two, and you're looking for a place to hang out until that's all taken care of. Time for a little squeezed-in segment, or a shorter version is the best way to say that, of Did You Know? How about this? You probably didn't, or maybe you did. You know, we've been talking about the whole internet data thing and how much of it is out there and being culled. Now, we heard about the leak at the top of the show for some of the apps like the games like Angry Birds and Facebook, and you can go through all kinds of things. So internet companies are going to be allowed to disclose more information about how often our government asks for customer info as part of an agreement that came down on Monday through the Justice Department. You know why this is? Because all the tech heads that they needed help with are pressuring them. They took a big ad out in the USA Today, maybe 4 weeks ago. They did the open letter that so many people signed. So Facebook, Google, the usual suspects, Microsoft, Yahoo, LinkedIn, all of them filed to say, we want to be able to disclose this. And so now they have their way. They lifted something that barred technology companies from releasing the information about the government surveillance request. That was the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. You never know what you're going to learn. Thank you, Ed Snowden, right? So this is all the aftermath of the National Security Agency contractor Snowden disclosing the government surveillance strategies, what they were doing, the companies that were affected. And because those companies don't want to lose their customers, they don't want their stocks to take a dive, they put pressure on the government to say, listen, this isn't our fault. We don't want people to think that it's our fault that you're getting all this information. We should be able to disclose what you're doing. So this is kind of a good win for transparency, I have to say. And I think it should be transparent. I mean, let the government should take its hits, not the companies, for what they're doing. So, of course, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, and the Director of National Intelligence, one useless James Clapper, had a joint statement. They released a joint statement that said the administration is acting to allow more detailed disclosures about the number of national security orders and requests issued to communication providers, the number of customer accounts targeted under those orders, and the underlying legal authority. Meaning, they squeezed and we relented. That's what happened. But I think it's good, because they should be able to report that. Let Americans decide what they want to do. If you think it's gone too far, then it's time for some pushback. And I think it has gone too far. I mean, we live in a surveillance state, it seems, huh? This is life, for better or worse. I guess that's where we're at. But I don't like it. I think there are certain things we can live with, and there are certain things that we should push back against. Because if we're not careful, it will all come back to bite us in the end. It really will. The three dreaded letters. The worst name in the NSA's history that they've ever heard is Ed Snowden. Because Ed Snowden really messed with the NSA, and they know they can't do anything about it. He is not coming back to the United States knowing that he would be arrested. But he is easily pumping all this information to The Guardian, The Washington Post, and whomever else. So every week there's a show when it comes to security. Every week. That's a good did you know. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.